An unnamed Illinois man alleges that in the 1990s, then-Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger and other Vatican officials covered up child sex crimes committed by a Wisconsin priest. The priest was Father Lawrence Murphy, who was accused of molesting at least 200 boys at a school for the deaf in the Milwaukee suburb of St. Francis. Peter Isley of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says the Pope is a legitimate legal target.
So the rape and molestation of children by clergy, this policy of concealment and transfer, that does not fall, this suit is going to argue, under diplomatic immunity.
The lawsuit asks the Vatican for unspecified monetary damages and to release lists of clergy sex offenders and files kept in abuse cases. Isley says the plaintiffs also want a federal court to make sure the Vatican lives up to any eventual resolution for a period of 10 years.
So it just doesn't say, you know, it's not based on promises and, you know, we're going to stop doing this or, you know, we promised to change. That's not enough. These changes are going to have to be ruled on or agreed to, and they're going to have to be overseen and monitored and supervised by the federal court here in Milwaukee.
Vatican statements made earlier in the ongoing controversy involving Father Murphy denied any cover-up by then-Cardinal Ratzinger. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.